Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna shoot this beat. So when I call you out, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count for getting the dick, so the dudes can give me a score.
Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, to say I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the mic. I got you, bitch, so you know you alright. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What you do to vote, get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft and feminine, this is the soft and cunt, the cunt's feminine, pussy from the fist, Philly, which is all cunt, eat it for me, NYC, Jersey and DC. Fuck them, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve. Soft is the best, but soft and cunt, give it to me and pass the blunt.
I got trusted, backed up my back for a ball I heard was in wrong. So I got to the ball, I told all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my crossing back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I grabbed them, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a plane. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
I tried every remedy, not this shit to work for me. I'm damn bitch, so damn bitch. How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app?
This is okay, two box, a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free. Wait, you wanna call for $25.95, you get on the chain. 877-393-4444.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what's your zodiac sign?
That's not the fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a vow, I'm a disco stick. Don't drink too much, just bust that click. When I take a vow, I'm a disco stick. I never had nobody show me all the things. You show me in the switcher with a film, yeah. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I believe you, I never had nobody to me like you. I never had nobody to me like you. I never had nobody to me like you. I never had nobody to me like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, you know I come, come. Bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, you know I come, come. Out, cop, 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 cop.
Go, Kevin.
Feels like I'm going in circles. You're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles. You're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my face, face, face. What? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always at the bar, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my face. What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch? What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch?
Ooh yay, at a bay earthquake. All day, I trade me may. My name ain't day to the onse. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh yay, at a bay earthquake. All day, I trade me. My name ain't day to the onse. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh yay, all day, I trade a bay. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, ooh yay, I trade all day a bay. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh.
That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. Juicy, I'm juicy, give me what I want. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. That's why you don't have that juice. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy.
Everybody follow me. Send me a little bit of controversy. Can you listen to me sipping at me? Cause I feel so empty without me. 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 Cause I feel so empty without me.
Theo and Scott are present Famous My Birthday Celebration, March 4th, 2017, at the Clark Oak Cultural Center, 21 Charter Oak Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. Start time, 7 p.m. DJ Delish Ebony. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $75. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. Grand prizes, Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500. Female Figure, Femme Queen Performance, two trophies, $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, $250. Realness with a Twist, $250. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. Theo and Scott present Famous My Birthday Celebration.
T-Boy Mizrahi, icon, overall, father, Alexis Lord. Presents the Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida. Also celebrated the 19th anniversary of the House of Lords, the Jungle Ball. MCs for the evening, Greg Landron and Tree Ebony. DJ QBMO. Admission $30 all night. Grand prize. Grand prize number one, $1,000, open to all runners. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all best guests. Mini grands include open to all performance, $500. Six trophies, one cash award. Females in your face, $250. The promoters will add an extra $20 per girl who gets 10 that night. Three trophies, one cash. T-Boy Mizrahi is icon, overall, father, Alexis Lord. Present the Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida.
You can try and take away my crown, but I will never let my kingdom down. When I put it on, it's on for real. Damn, I wear it so well. I know that they're coming for my throne, but I'm the one who got here on my own. When I put it on, it's on for real. Damn, I wear it so well.
We Three Kings, Queen City Weekend Ball, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada. Saturday, July 15th, 2017, Charlotte, North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. Table, $200 before June 3rd, $300 after. Fit for a king filled with your heart's desire. Grand prize number one, $1,033, legendary realist and twist. Grand prize number two, $1,033, Whipped Cream Face. Mini grand prize, legendary realist with a protege, $533 for the legend, $333 awarded to the protege. Cash categories include open to all runway, $533. Open to all foot, eye, bag, or belt, $533. Open to all best dress, $333. Over to all glitz and glam, $233. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, $333 plus a pass for grand prize. The winners are all wearing New Way, His Way Performance, Drag Performance, Femme Queen Performance, and Butch Queen Vogue Femme will battle for $533. In addition, there will be a Royal Jackpot Lottery for Face, Sex Siren, and the Body category. For more information, please see the image page at We Three Kings. We Three Kings, Queen City Weekend Ball. hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
So what happened?
Oh, shit, honey. Oh, I'm here now, honey. Oh, girl. I don't know what's going on, child, okay? Baby, listen. I did all of that shit, girl, honey, okay? And, bitch, I was on motherfucking mute, bitch, okay? Bitch, I didn't even look at the switchboard to see. I never unmuted myself, honey. So text your girlfriends. I am your girlfriend. And let them know that we are live on the airwaves. Aladdin, I am so sorry, Aladdin. I was sitting here having a whole conversation with you, Aladdin, and I was mute.
Because I'm like, bitch, what happened? Like, I hung up and called in 3 times. I'm like, is it my phone?
Yeah, I was having a whole conversation with you, and I was on mute. Listen, let me tell you something, right? Today has been a long fucking day, okay? So I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all, right? So usually I eat breakfast about 10:30, and then after I eat breakfast, I take my insulin. So I ate breakfast this morning and stuff, and I was doing so much running around and trying to get things prepared and get things right with myself and the team for the ball that I did not take my insulin until this afternoon. So right now, I'm here on live with y'all and everything, bitch. But everything right now is fucking blurry because I'm behind schedule on taking my fucking insulin. So everything is blurry. I see shit and everything, but I know where certain things is at on the switchboard. I know where certain things is at on the phone, so I could just touch shit and just make it happen. But I didn't even see that I didn't unmute myself. It's been a long fucking day, okay? So bear with me, everybody, because right now my vision is blurry. I see y'all writing stuff. I see the numbers on the thing. Jason, are you around? Jason, hit me up, Jason. In my inbox, Jason, from the page that you on, because I need to see if it's allow you to call Divine from your end, Jason, because it's not letting me dial a last numbers over here and stuff like that. So,
when did the show become free again?
Oh, it's free to call in now?
I just called in. You said I just called in and pressed one.
Okay, well, somebody hit Divine up and tell Divine to call in. It's free again.
I'm always up on
my medicine, but today, yo, when I tell you, my fucking team was not playing with me today, yo. My kids came over, we was on live, and my kids came over, we ate, we had a good time. My kids wound up spending the night and everything like that last night, child. So, you know, it was three of us here in the bed, child. I woke up at 6:30 this morning like I always do, went and walked the dogs and did what I do. Baby, I thought after I walked the dogs and I got my son up to get ready to leave to go home so he could shower and stuff to go to work and shit, child, I was going to give me a little nap, bitch. The team was up on this motherfucking phone, and they gave the very bitch, we got da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da, bitch, and we got to get on it. And so that's what we did all day, bitch, and we got on it. But y'all got to wait until tomorrow for the announcement. But tables are on sale for the BBB ball. Alana, can you send out a number because I'm on live?
Send out what number?
The number to the show.
Oh, hold on.
So what's going on to everybody that's on live?
Well,
what's going on to everybody that's on live? How are y'all doing? What's the tea? We got some things that we need to talk about, honey. And I'm going to start, before we get into the madness and the drama, we're going to be serious for a minute, okay? But we're waiting to get Divine up on the line. And we're going to get Divine up on the line, and we're going to be serious once we get Divine up on the line, because there's a lot going on. Send Divine the number to the radio show. Milan, hi. What's goody?
We're waiting to get Divine up here,
and then we're going to get this discussion going. And I hope that everybody that's on the phone line and everybody that's listening from the live, that y'all, call in and voice y'all and let y'all voice be heard. Because this radio show and I'm here for the shit, it goes a long way, baby. And your voice can definitely be heard, baby, okay? Trust and believe. Don't think that we're just here and we're based on the internet and we're based on Blog Talk, baby. So many people outside of our community listens to this show. They watch these lives. They watch these videos. Baby, let me tell y'all something. I need y'all to call into this show, and I need y'all voices to be heard for this topic that we're about to have, because this topic is really serious, okay? And it's ridiculous. Honey, so I'm just waiting for Divine to get up here, and once Divine get up here, we're going to be really here for the shit because it's crazy. But while we wait for Divine to get up here, lad, and how was your weekend?
My weekend consisted of me being wrapped up on the couch in a blanket and two pillows and my dog.
Okay. We have the iconic mother herself, Divine International Chanel.
What's up, everybody? Sorry about that. I'm in the car, so...
Okay, they put the number up for the show. Okay, so, Divine, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was pretty good, pretty good. We had the little summit out here. Michael Robertson Milan came down, and Arnold St. Laurent was here, and people from the West Coast. We just kind of like trying to do a summit and, you know, talk about stuff that's going to bring the community back together and, you know, kind of talk about refreshing the scene. How was your weekend?
My weekend was highly favored and it was definitely blessed, honey. I enjoyed myself. Honey,
okay.
I really enjoyed myself. Honey. Yes.
So what is it we had to talk about?
Hold on, y'all. I'm coming. We're gonna talk about, this is the topic that we're gonna talk about, and we're on live right now as we're talking about this topic. This is what we're gonna talk about right now before we get into all the mess and get into all the drama. We're gonna talk about how within 72 hours that two transgender women were slaughtered in New Orleans. One young lady, China, was shot 8 to 10 times in New Orleans. A And today, another transgender woman was stabbed 7 times in New Orleans. This is becoming a problem with people killing transgender women the way they are killing transgender women. Okay? I think that it's the same person in New Orleans that killed China that killed this other lady. How many transgender women have to get killed in New Orleans and across the country for them to realize that it's a problem? We are only about, can I say, about 60 days into the new year, and already in 60 days, 8 transgender women have been already killed in the new year already. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. It really needs to stop. Why is people running around slaughtering the transgender woman like this? Because we want to live our life the way we want to live our life, and people are not comfortable with the way we want to live our life and the choices that we make of our life. We did not choose to be this way. We was born this way. And it's horrible. And I'm so sick and tired of everybody. It's all over Facebook. It's all over Instagram. It's all over every place. And I keep telling the girls, and I have been telling the girls, that when it comes to electing these people in these offices, stop electing these people because they're on the front line when it's election time so they can get the votes from us to get in the office. But once we get them in the office, they don't give a fuck about us until the next time it's time for re-election. And then the year before re-election, then they want to come out and they want to advocate for us and they want to be on the front lines for us.
Well, first, I want to say to everybody that I know from the Gulf Coast, especially New Orleans, from everybody that I met years and years ago, China wasn't just someone that I knew. I've been knowing China for a very, very long time. I've been knowing China for 10-plus years. We actually dated at one point in time before we became sister and brother. and I say it that way for a reason, because I don't do the back before people, transition or whatever, but we knew each other very well. So when I found out that news, it pissed me off because of the way I found out. It made me mad. So I didn't even have a chance to really process it at first. Because when you know somebody, real, real close and, intimate and in depth, and you find out that they, passed away. Not only
remember when I moved over here.
So you find out they passed away. Hello. Hello. When you find out stuff like that, and then the way that the people was just, you had people down there pretending to be news sources, calling themselves Channel 69, and standing out here going live from stuff like that, and just. I don't even want to get to the politicians and all of it yet. The first thing is these homosexual males. First of all, us as black gay men, we really, 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 really have to recognize that our transgender women are first and foremost when it comes to our community. You may not want to believe it, you may not want to accept it, but it's true. Half of us wouldn't, when we were deciding and figuring out what we want to be and was out here, running away from home or didn't want to go at home, we were sleeping on our gay mother's couches or gay mother's houses or whatever, especially if you were from the South or from the area. That's where we came. When I came out, I had my gay mother, Animosity Iman, Nikki Dupree, Alexis Gabrielle Sheraton. These are people, these transgender women from, back in the day, these are who molded me into knowing, the things that I know, Dee Dee Chanel, like when she was at Didi Ebony. Like, you know, like, this is where I come from. So it's like I can never, ever see myself being disrespectful or, you know, the way that these gay men treat transgender women is like, it pisses me the fuck off. Like, it's like, if it wasn't for transgender and drag queens, none of the shit that we are able to do to run around here and do freely, to have gay pride, to be able to suck fuck and do whatever on these weekends, we wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for these people. So it's like, we need to, first of all, start within our community. That's number one. Before we even get to these politicians, that's number one. And I think that's the first thing that we need to handle. Everybody, you know, everybody goes into, oh, well, we, you know, when stuff happens, everybody doing the Facebook advocate and so forth and so on is, okay, reach out to your community leaders and figure out what can you do? You're transgender women. Like, come on. Like, it's so much shit to do. Here in New York, is so many outlets. You have Destination Tomorrow. You have NTAG. You have Kelly, who's on the forefront. You have Nicole, who's on the forefront. You have so many people, you know what I'm saying, that's on the forefront that you can, if you want to do something, do something. You know what I mean? It's like we keep saying we need politicians to do this and to do that. No, we need to do it our fucking self, because that's, we've always done it ourselves. We never had to rely on anybody to do shit for us. Nobody. It doesn't take for politicians to do whatever. Once we get these politicians in, we all sit back and just expect them to do whatever. No, we have to keep letting our voice be heard. We have to keep going and keep fighting and keep fighting and keep fighting. That's the only way that this shit is ever going to change. We can't just do something for a couple of months and then we get a little life and then, okay, we feel like, oh, we can sit back. No, you have to keep pushing and you have to keep fighting. Like, it hurts me so much, like, to the point where I'm almost in tears, because it's like, Kelly, you know how I feel about you, Alexis, y'all know how I love my girls. Like, I go to bat for my girls. I love my girls. So when, you know, somebody is taken from me, even though I ain't seen China in 2 years, you know what I'm saying, so forth, so on, she's still one of my girls, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, I don't, why? She had just got home. She don't even live in New Orleans anymore. She live in California, happy. Like, she just got home. All she wanted to do is enjoy Mardi Gras where she's from. Like, why? Like, that makes no sense. And what really pissed me off, because just a month ago, they was chasing transgender women around out in New Orleans, chasing them around, bullying them and doing all of this stuff. The girls were filing postal report, and the police down there said, oh, well, nothing, no crime was committed, so it was nothing to be done. Now look what the fuck happened.
I don't understand how this lady was killed in a mall parking lot.
She wasn't in a mall shopping plaza.
Huh?
She wasn't in a mall shopping plaza. She was in a, it was kind of like, you know, if you go to the grocery store and it had like the other little stores around it, like one of those. So it wasn't like a mall shopping parking lot or nothing like that. It was a shopping plaza.
I still don't understand.
I still don't understand
how somebody does not hear somebody hear 10 gunshots outside in the parking lot. I really don't.
I mean,
shit,
I mean,
people
what,
scared
what,
to speak up. When they have 10 cars, they probably feel like they got another 10 for you as you talk.
And another thing you got to realize that, and another thing I have to, I try to explain to you, and I don't even want
to
say it's rude or mean.
Police know they're not supposed to pull people over on like streets like this. They're supposed to pull them.
But every city is not New York. Every city is not D.C. You know what I'm saying? I have to, like, put that out there to people. When people are like, oh, when they hear these cities and they hear so much going on, these places are not these. You know, they don't have a lot of stuff that you think they would have because of where it's at. Like, if you ever go to New Orleans for real, if you step foot outside the French Quarter, it's not the ideal place to live. Once you step outside the French Quarter is booming, popping, because that's the moneymaker. When you step outside of there, it's nothing. And I was just there last year, and out of all the years of me going there for years, I'm like, to be around my father George, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Country, Amaya, China, all my friends and family, whatever, you know, hanging around. Now that it still hasn't bounced back for real from the storm. You would think that it still ain't. So a lot of like it's just what it is. Like people ain't gonna say this to hood. People ain't gonna say nothing, which is sad and wrong and stupid. But that's the South. That's what it is. They don't make it right, but that's what it is. But see, this is when we have to step up and be our voice. This is when we have to keep fighting and pushing and keep pushing and pushing and fight till some shit happen, till something change.
Everybody keeps saying that we need to stand up and we need to fight, but nobody's not standing up and nobody's not fighting. And every time
exactly.
you turn around, another transgender
exactly.
woman is being slaughtered.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I was just saying this today at work when I was
They're standing up and fighting. They just stand up fighting each other. They're fighting the wrong people. That's all that is.
That's true, too. That's true, too. But I was just standing at work. It's like when you have a couple of us, when you have the girls are standing together and trying to fight for their rights, and you have a few of their male counterparts within the community fighting with them, that don't mean shit. It's nothing. That's why I said first this. I mean, I used to get mad when I used to hear girls say that it's a self-hatred between gay, you know, within gay guys for them to, you know. But then I had to really sit down and reevaluate. I don't know if it's self-hatred or what, but I just don't understand why, what the disdain that people, like, gay men have. I don't get it. It's like, why not stand with our girls and help them and fight with them and be a voice with them? Like, I don't get it. Like, that's my issue right now. I just don't get it.
Because I think they feel like a lot of times, when it comes to issues like this, you know, the first thing that they want to say is, oh, she probably was out there messing with Trey or got what she deserved or out there thinking she's
right.
fish,
and,
you know. Uh-huh.
And that's so crazy because especially when it comes to China, you know, China, if you know China, like, first of all, you know what I'm saying? Somebody posted a picture, it should be a law where the girls are required to tell people. And I'm like, you dumb, idiotic faggot. And I hate doing it. Like, what? You gonna sit here and say that it should be a law? What makes you think that girls is nobody's trying to do that no more? Like that was back in the day. Okay, well, ain't nobody trying to do no more the way that people playing target practice with our treasures of girls. Basically, ain't nobody trying to do that no more. Ain't nobody trying to fool no niggas. You ain't even got to fool no niggas. Half the time they with the shit anyway. So what is you? Why? Who wants to fool somebody? And then for you to automatically assume that was the case of scenario with every time a trans girl is killed is just dumb. And then another thing that pisses me off are these reporters and these male, like, why you have to be so disloyal? You're a reporter. Your one thing to do is be the voice for the dead, and all you could do is think about being disrespectful and using male pronouns. Like, that pisses me off. Like, the same, and you know, with Wiz Khalifa's sister, transgender sister that passed away, you know, she, you know, passed away. But that article on her just kept referring, like, why do you do that? I don't understand that as a reporter. Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's just so much shit that I just don't understand. Like, and it pisses me off. I just don't get it.
I just don't, you know, because you said that, I just don't understand why every time a transgender girl get killed, why we have to be, and he was a cross-dresser, and then they got all of these male pronouns that they use and all types of things for the girls. Hold on, we have callers. Hold on. 336-989, you're live on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
What's going on?
Really simple. People in general just need to clean up their spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm.
Gay people, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is that we love to attack each other, criticize each other, and expect to have a positive experience. You know, it's like when you get it, you know, when you're having conversations of, you know, reading and trash talking and stuff, you know, everybody wants to hear it, but when you get positive, everybody gets quiet.
That all you have to say, caller?
That's pretty much it. We just need to do better. As all people, but gay people, we need to stop this stuff about creating negative energy and thinking we're going to have positive experience.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Can you please press 1 and take your hand down, caller? The next caller we have is 718-219, live on the air.
Yeah, hello? I'm an EMT out of New Orleans. You know, we have trans girls down here. You know, it's two sides to a story, you know. You can't go based off of one story because, you know, every girl that, you know, you see out there is either popping the crap or saying something to somebody, you know. And basically what I look at it as, like, you know, you can't really blame one girl. Yeah, I get that whatever the person that did whatever he did was wrong and shit like that. But you feel me? Like, I have a real feeling that they're going to catch this person soon. But don't get me wrong. There's another side to the story where nobody knows about, you know?
My question is, because two incidents happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So you try to take one of those incidents where the girl provoked something to happen to her.
I can't hear you. Come again?
I said two incidents occurred over the weekend in New Orleans. So you're saying that within one of those incidents, the girl may have provoked something to happen to her, which may have caused her death. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, too. But you have to look at it as the perspective. You know, she could have done something that could have put her into that kind of situation. You know, and none of us, we can't really tell. You know, of what happened in that situation because none of us were there at the time.
So my question to you is, first of all, you gotta turn your volume down to your computer.
You said take the volume out of my computer, you said?
Yeah, if you listen, you're on the phone lines and you're listening from someplace else and we can hear ourselves in the background. You have to turn your volume down.
Turn the volume down. So, the one thing I really have to say about this is that
I had a question for you, and this is where, because I used to like I just said, if you was listening, I used to think the same way too about a lot of different stuff, and I had to think about it. Let's just take gay, whatever, trans, all that out of the equation. Let's just say it was your mm-hmm. sister or your mother or whatever, and she was out there. Let's just say it was you, and somebody say something to you, and then you say something back. Boom, you're shot, you're dead, you killed. So we supposed to say, yeah. Well, we don't know what happened. You may have said something to make that don't warrant nobody taking nobody's life in this world.
Yeah.
If you could, talk shit and somebody talks shit back to you, if you can't resolve it with talking shit back to each other, if you decide to throw hands, okay, you throw hands. But you take another human being's life.
No, that's not worth it, you know. The one thing that, you know, when I first became an EMT in New Orleans, you know, the first thing I thought about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, we had a lot of those kind of calls, but you also got to look at it like this, you know. If that was any of our family, I'm pretty sure we'd all be mad. I know I'll be definitely mad. Because at the end of the day, I have a lot of people that are trans.
Can I ask you a question? What is your sexual preference?
I like trans girls, and okay. Honestly, I really don't appreciate, you know, this going on, people taking other people's lives, because, you know, as an EMT, it's hard to see that every day somebody else's life go to waste. Because honestly, to God, when you look at that person's face, you say something to yourself, you know, this could be me any day because I like trans girls, even though, you know, it doesn't really matter of what kind of gender you like. No, it starts making you think, like, what the hell is going on? Why is the police not taking care of, you know, stuff like this, you know?
You know, I'm really conflicted.
I'm really conflicted
because before I went to jail, I didn't break shit down when it comes to having conversations with people. I just flew off the motherfucking cuff when it came to things, and it's like for you to be an MNT and say when you get those type of calls. Those type of calls is like when, you know, when we would be in jail, when I would be in jail and the white officers would say to us, you know how you people are. It's like that is like really derogatory, really like it just rubs me the wrong type of way. For you to be an EMT and be somebody that says that you like transgender people, and for you to say when you get those type of calls, those people are people. Those transgender, when you get a call about a transgender being slaughtered or a transgender being killed, that's how you should address that. When you said those type of calls, that really rubbed me the wrong way.
I'm sorry about that, but you know, but there's one thing that I always think about, you know, and I'm sorry if you took any offense to it, ma'am, but it's like, I'm really thinking about this. When you said it, it struck me, yeah, you know, and I feel like that, you know, we're all equal in different ways, you know, which I feel like nobody's life should have been taken by whoever the shooter is, you know, and the only thing I do know, you know, is the police going to do anything about this? Because
no,
you know,
we know that.
Is,
no,
you know,
nobody's not going to do nothing about it because it's not re-election season. It'll play on the news for the next couple of days, and then it'll be another cold case because no one's up for re-election, so no one gives a fuck
mm-hmm.
about anything that happens to anyone in the community right now. We're all just another person that was just killed. That's all for the CDC count. That's all it is. They don't give a fuck. Because it's not election season. No one's trying to get reelected to office. No cop or whatever, the captains and all of these different people are not trying to get reelected, so they don't give a fuck about us right now.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that we all
we're gonna
need to
die.
Come, you know.
We're gonna die. We're gonna die for the next 3.5 years. We're gonna die, and we're gonna get slaughtered, and no one's gonna give a fuck about us for the next 3.5 years until it's time for election season again. And then that's when everybody, when one of us get killed or one of us get beat, that's when everybody's gonna be on the front line, and everybody's gonna be here, and everybody's gonna be so pro this community when it's time for election season in 3 years.
Yeah.
But right now,
we're gonna get slaughtered,
we're gonna get killed, we're gonna get buried, and everybody in our community is going to cry over it. Everybody's gonna make lives and everybody's gonna make posts, but no one's gonna do nothing about it.
You know, that's why I feel like that we all should come as a whole big group and try to figure out what they're going to do about this. You know, do a protest. Walk down to the police station. Find out what's going to happen. You know, because if they're not doing nothing about it, I feel like that we all should just come out there and show them and ask them what's going on.
My question is to you, because now you're giving all of this, but and it's not an attack, but your initial statement when you came on this call, phone call still has me pissed off. I'm still fucking bad. So now that you, I don't know if you had a come to, you know, like you had a revelating moment or something as you've been on the phone, but you implied that one is that over this weekend, these two females that were killed, that they somehow was the cause of their death.
I'm not simplifying that the cause their death.
You said that we don't know.
But this is another thing, right? This lady got killed on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
She got killed on Friday. I don't know what on God's green earth could possibly that this lady could have done from the time she flew from LA on Thursday to New Orleans Thursday evening to get killed Friday night. What impossible green earth could she have done to someone within 24 hours to make them want to kill her?
In her neighborhood.
Well, my best friend, the person is my partner too, as a trans lady too. So, you know, every day hanging out with somebody like that, it's hard to hear those kind of things. But the fact about it is that this happened on Friday, and, you know, I'm just hearing about it right now. It's the fact that it really makes me upset, you know, because the fact about it that I think we all should go out there and let it be heard and go march down to the police station and, you know, tell them something and have them try to, you know, speed this whole process up. Because I feel like that no process of a murder case has to be delayed. And honestly, down here, you know, they delay cases, they don't do an investigation, they'll try to drag their feet as best as they can. I feel like that we all should just come out there and, you know, let our voices be heard, you know, do a protest, you know, send the police department emails, tell them, you know, they need to start investigating all this, or they need to put more cops out in the street, you know?
I ain't going to march no place unless it's at least motherfucking 3 million of us to go. Because, bitch, if we going to go down, bitch, we going to go down together, okay? Bitch, the way they killing the girls out there left and right in New Orleans, bitch, I'm so motherfucking happy that they did not, I'm so happy that they did not get my ticket for me to go to New Orleans this weekend, baby. Because, see, I'm the type of bitch that I'm a no-nonsense terrorist type of bitch, so I probably would have been, or y'all probably would have been talking about me this tonight. Okay?
You know, sometimes that's what I'm saying. We all need to come as a group. New York City, New Orleans, Texas, Oklahoma, wherever the trans girls are, it doesn't matter where or where you're from, we all need to come down there and march together as a group.
Okay. Caller, I want to thank you for definitely calling in. I have a whole bunch of more callers calling in. Can you press 1 and take your hand down? And if you want to talk again, just press 1, and we'll definitely come back to you. The next caller we have is 201-210. You're live on the air.
This is Lee Anthony. This is Bishop. First
Hello,
of
Bishop.
All, what's going on? Oh, my gosh. First of all, while being at home today, on the day I didn't go to work, I posted up, you know, rest in peace to China on my regular page. I saw so much hateful things on my page to the point where you had legends coming out of nowhere reading straight people. You had straight people going back and forth with transgenders. It was ridiculous. My post wasn't even meant for that. My thing is, right now, to be honest with you, everybody is hating each other. It's
No, Bishop. It's not everybody's hating. It's not everybody's hating. Listen, what it is, okay? And I know I have a lot of straight people that watch my live and enjoy my videos. So this is not meant to y'all that accept us for who we are. But it's a lot of hatred and hostility towards the ones that don't accept us, and they want to sit behind Facebook and all types of shit and say the shit that they say to us behind Facebook because they want to be cyber motherfucking bullies. But at any given time, if you sitting in their motherfucking face, neither one of them would ever say any type of shit that they sit behind these computers and they say to us, mistake, because they will get their head taken the fuck off.
I'm going to tell you another thing. I'm getting sick and tired of you throwing Leviticus 2, chapter 20, verse 13 in people's face, gay people, transgender's face. I'm getting sick and tired of people doing that. You do not throw the Bible at anybody to chastise somebody. You read the Bible for your understanding. For the people that have hate in their life, that listen to this radio station, you do not throw the Bible at people. You don't. That's not what the Bible is for. You're putting judgmental precedence on God, which means you're mocking God. If you're not teaching the Bible, don't bring that up just because you're hating a civilization or you're hating gender or race. Do not bring the Bible up in this.
That was
the main thing that they were going back and forth over and over again. And then all of a sudden, start cussing and everything, but you're quoting the Bible.
Well, on that note, I mean, where anybody, I mean, they're basically going off what they're being taught. If you go to church and you've been taught that, and the things that's being taught in the churches, that's what you do. So, you know, we have to look at who's to blame with that? The people in the church.
Listen. Let me tell y'all something, baby.
You know,
I was raised in the church, honey, okay? I went to church,
too.
I went to Bible study every Saturday, honey, okay? I went to choir rehearsal after that, baby, okay? I sat in the church and I was a bass in the choir and everything, baby, okay? But that ain't stopped me from being who I am because this is the way I was born. I didn't ask to be like this because if I had a choice, I would want to be like everybody else that's supposed to be normal, like they say, baby. But I was born this way. I didn't ask to be this way. This is not the way the way I want it to be. This is the way I was born. This is the way God created me. But everybody wants to sit here and say, this is not what God had in store for you. Yes, this is what God had in store for me. This is the life that God intended for me because God made me this way. I didn't ask to be this way. He made me this way. Okay? So when people want to sit back and people want to throw scriptures and all types of things, I get those scriptures and all types of things at them too because I know the Bible inside out because when I post a post, I put things up from the Bible. So using God, baby, because the people of the church are the biggest motherfucking sinners. They're fucking and fucking all through the week, and then on Saturday they're in Bible study and in choir rehearsal, and on Sunday they're in the pulpit and everything, but they sin it all through the motherfucking week. They're the biggest motherfucking hypocrites there fucking is.
And that's what I say, the Pharisees. They Pharisees, which meaning that they can pray to God about somebody doing something wrong or thinking that, oh, yeah, we're better than them, God. We're better than them. But no, you're Pharisee. God accepted the tax collector's prayer instead of accepting the Pharisee's prayer, because the tax collector knew exactly that he was wrong. We all got shortcomings. But hate is not one of them. It shouldn't be. What made me so angry today, I post that post, I was like, wow, people, sure. I couldn't even believe I lost over 10 friends. Because I said, look, I don't care how you feel about me, but you're not going to come up on here. You're not going to hate on transgender women. I had to literally get in some of their inbox. Some of these people I know face up. I've known them for a long time. And I couldn't hear. And I couldn't get what was coming out of their mouths. You're murderers of your mouth. It just killed me. Inside to hear the hate that was coming out of their mouth about things that they don't know. If that was the case, if it was the case for people to basically be, I was born this way. Yeah, there's a lot of people out here that was born this way. If that was the case, man, I deal with people with autism every day. I deal with people with autism. And we got people in there that don't have it all up there, and they're gay.
Bishop,
so they were born gay. They were born
Bishop,
like this.
Hey, Bishop.
Bishop, Bishop, Bishop. Hold up, Bishop, Bishop. Bishop, please hold on 1 minute because I'm doing the radio show and I'm on live at the same time, Bishop, okay? So hold on, Bishop, Bishop. I'm going to put you on mute for 1 minute, Bishop, because, Bishop, you is brewing something inside of me right now, Bishop, that is begging to be free, Bishop. So I'm going to put you on hold, Bishop, because if I don't put you on hold, Bishop, this might be my last live for another 30 days. So I'm going to just put you up on hold, Bishop. And I got a lot of things going on, Bishop, in the next couple of months. So I can't be blocked, bitch. But you got my hand itching. You got my blood pressure boiling. And you about to make me open up Pandora's box on this phone line right now. And I'm not trying to go there, Bishop. So just give me a minute, Bishop. And when you're ready to talk again, Bishop, come and press 1. Just let me calm down, Bishop, because you got my hands shaking and everything, and I'm not trying to go there, okay? So just give me a minute, Bishop. Press 1, and when you're ready to talk again and let me calm down, then I'll come back to you, okay?
I love.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the next caller we have is 929-303. You're live on the air, honey.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you
now.
Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Oh, hey, what's up? This is Neptune calling. I just want to
say, Neptune.
I think the only way that we could try to move forward progressively, and I understand what Aladdin was talking about as far as, like, the Butch Queens, like, supporting the transgender, is, like, we just have to kind of, like, just start over with a clean slate as far as us within our community so that we can put all of our energy forward. And I think, like, the only starting point that I think that we could take to try to make a difference is, like, say, for example, if we find out the police chief that's in that district and, like, we bring light to it by, you know, writing to him, reaching out to the news and showing that China is not forgotten and somebody is caring and somebody's asking questions about her so that the case stays alive. You know what I mean? Reaching out to any outlet that we can, if it's like, you know, right into a talk show host, whatever, to bring light to why this stuff is getting like swept underneath the rug or whatever. And I think it's like it's time for us to use, you know, we always kind of joke about how we live for the drama and, like, we get so excited mm-hmm. to talk about who's sleeping mm-hmm. with who and stuff. Well, the gays need to take that same investigation skills and start investigating, you know, who's doing what. Like, keep their ears down to the street. Like, I'm sure that it can find out who was involved in something, or as far as who we need to reach out to as far as senator reps of that state or judges or whatever, because that's who we need to be trying to, like, fight back towards, you know. Some people that don't agree with transgender or being gay as far as the politician side goes, when a light gets shined on them and they have to make decisions, regardless if it's, you know, voting season or not, that messes with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody likes to get embarrassed or feel like they're bigoted, even when they really do feel like that. You know what I'm saying? So we need to find out the key players that we need to bring light to try to make this change. Like, I don't think marching is really going to do anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because transgender women are everywhere. If we march in New Orleans, who's to say it's not going to start in Kansas or, you know, L.A. or wherever, you know what I'm saying? So it needs to be something that we can attack from where we all live at, you know, and really just come together. And
everybody,
you know, but,
everybody that live for yeah. Wendy Williams, start writing her. Y'all live for Wendy Williams, her teeth in the ass, start writing her and getting her face up. Write to Ellen.
I mean, exactly, you know.
Everybody write
exactly.
to these radio stations that we listen to. We go up, all of that, so forth and so on, write them on the sky. Everybody want to be on Love & Hip Hop so damn bad. Like, start, you know, like you said, start, everybody claims to know all these people. When mm-hmm. you know all these people that can get a voice out there, why you not doing nothing? Y'all claim to be
right.
so connected. Like,
because I feel like a lot of times people get away with stuff because they think these transgender women that get killed, nobody's checking for them. And it's easy to put a status up on Facebook, but that means nothing for real. At the end of the day, that means nothing. There's so many people that just jump on the bandwagon just so, you know what I'm saying, they could be a part of something, and it doesn't amount to anything. But, like, really getting out there and, like, I mean, I don't – to take it a step further, I don't know her personally, China or whatnot, but if anybody does know, like, her personal family, like, her blood family, like, if she still has a relationship with them, as far as if they wanted to be a part of, you know, what the LGBT would be doing to try to, like, get justice for her. Because, you know, it's one thing if we fight, but fighting alongside of her blood family, you know, people that don't accept our lifestyles would see it in the sense of, this isn't just a LGBT thing. This is a mother losing her child. This is a father losing her child. And maybe that would help them to see it in a different way, if that makes sense. But, I mean, I feel like we have to think of something. We have to think of something fast and something that's going to be smart. I mean, because the only other option we have is, like, bitch, unless we're going to be walking in pairs and in groups, you know what I'm saying, and everybody's ready to throw down for everybody, like, this is going to keep going on. Like, you know, it's not going to stop just from some Facebook statuses and, you know, that sort of thing. So
It's going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening, and it's going to continue to keep happening because ain't nobody doing nothing about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe nobody's
mm-hmm.
doing nothing about it. No one actually gives a fuck about us. Because why? You know why they don't give a fuck about us? Because we don't give a fuck about ourselves. Because we can fight and tear each other down the way we do, and the shit that we do to other people, and the things that we say to other people, and the things that I have done to people for years, we can sit here and we can do this to ourselves, so everyone that's not a part of this community think it's all right for them to be able to do the same thing to us, because we do it to ourselves.
You know what? You know what? On that right there, the reason why I have a conflict with that is because every time something like this happens, everybody wants to get this corn. Let me choose my words wisely. Everybody want to get this, we do it to ourselves, so that's why. First of all, everybody roast everybody. Everybody talk about everybody. Let's be clear. I think the difference is that instance, me and Kelly, we could sit up and talk about each other, and the next bitch say something the way I can say that about Kelly, but you can't. That's how it should be all the way around with everybody. I can say what I want to say about so forth and so on, but you can't. That's where I think the you know what I'm saying, the type of mentality that we need to have, instead of saying, oh, well, we sit up and say all this stuff that everybody thinks is okay and we need to stop it, because let's just be the fuck real. Kelly, you're not going to start reading people. I'm not going to start reading people. None of the fake profiles are going to start reading people. We do it, like I said last night, you know, I'm all for a fun, key, healthy laugh. We can laugh, key, do whatever when it's all fun. You know what I'm saying? I hate having to get real dirty and grimy like I had to do with some people last night. I hate doing that. I don't like doing it. But let's just be real. Our foundation has always been keys and reeds and shade. That's just what our community as a whole is. I think that some people don't know what reed, key, and shade is, and they think by degrading and down and disrespecting, you know, people and how they live is reed and key and shade. That's the problem. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying, like some of the shit that gay men say to transgender women about, you know, like what the caller said for the women made me go on hold and hang up for it, where, like, leave the call until he was gone for a minute, because it's like, you to say something like that, that's just completely stupid. You know what I mean? Like, that's just dumb. Like, there's no way around that. Like, I don't care who, that's just dumb. You know what I mean? But we just have to be real. Like, we don't know boundaries. We don't have boundaries. That's the problem. That is the problem. We don't have boundaries. We don't know boundaries. We just think whatever we say out of our mouth is okay. Oh, she got a fierce mouth. She fears no. Bitch, you're disrespectful, stupid, and dumb. You know what I mean? I think that's what when people say disrespectful, stupid, and dumb shit, we need to start calling them on it. Whether you're gay, straight, black, white, orange, purple, green, blue, or yellow. That's what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? So to say, oh, we need to cut out all the reads and cut out all of that, that'll never fucking happen. Let's just be real. Be real with yourself, Kelly, and be real. Like that's what we got to stop doing is when these situations happen, we come with all this kumbaya shit when we know that we're not going to do.
Everybody that's on the live, if y'all want to call in and y'all want to get in on this topic, please feel free to pick up your phones and get off of live and call in at 563-999-3792. Y'all can join in on this conversation. Please call in at 563-999-3792. And be a part of this conversation. Get up off of live and pick up the phone. Because like I keep telling y'all, we here for the shit. And we're always going to be here for the shit. So please pick up the phone and definitely call in and be a part of this conversation that we're having right now. Hold on a minute. Give me a few seconds, because it's way past 10 o'clock and this show ain't free and I got to pay some bills. So give me a few seconds, okay?
Famous. T.L. Scott presents Famous, My Birthday Celebration, March 4th, 2017, at the Clark Oak Cultural Center, 21 Charter Oak Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. Start time, 7 p.m. DJ Dinesh Ebony, admission $20 all night. Tables, $75. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. Grand prizes, Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500. Female figure, Femme Queen Performance, two trophies, $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, $250. Realist with a twist, $250. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. TLS Skyna presents Famous, My Birthday Celebration.
The city of Miami, Florida is bringing the ballroom to the T-Boy Mizrahi, Icon, Overall, Father Alexis Lord, presents the Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida.
also celebrated the 19th anniversary of the House of Lords, the Jungle Book. MCs for the evening, Raglan Ron and Tree Ebony. DJ QBNS. Admission $30 all night. Grand prize. Grand prize number one, $1,000 open to all runners. Grand prize number two, $1,000 open to all bet guests. Mini grands include open to all performers, $500 cash, 6 trophies, 1 cash award. Female Vineyard Face, $250. The promoters will add an extra $20 per girl who gets 10 that night. 3 trophies, 1 cash. T-Boy Mizrahi is Icon Overall, Father Alexis Lord. Presents The Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida.
You can try and take away my crown, but I will never let my kingdom down. When I put it on, it's on for real. Damn, I wear it so well. I know that they're coming for my throne, but I'm the one who got here on my own. When I put it on, it's on for real. Damn, I wear it so well.
We Three Kings, Queen City Weekend Ball. Hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada. Saturday, July 15th, 2017, Charlotte, North Carolina. Admission $30 all night. Table $200 before June 3rd, $300 after. Fit for a king filled with your heart's desire. Grand prize number one, $1,033. Legendary realist and Swiss. Grand prize number two, $1,033 with Queen Chase. Mini grand prize, legendary realist with a protege, $533 for the legend, $333 awarded to the protege. Cash categories include open to all runway, $533. Open to all foot, eye, bag, or belt, $533. Open to all best dress, $333. Over to all glitz and glam, $233. Butch Queen Realist with a twist, $333 plus a pass for grand prize. The winners will all wear new ways, his wedding performance, drag performance, femme queen performance, and Butch Queen Vogue Femme will battle for $533. In addition, there will be a royal jackpot lottery for face, sex item, and the body category. For more information, please see the image page at We Three Kings. We Three Kings Queen City Weekend Ball, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada.
Okay, we're back. Those were our words from our sponsor, Neptune. Aladdin,
yeah,
we're back.
I wanted to say one thing, Kelly. You had brought up a good point about the whole politicians, like knowing who you voted for. And I think that's so important because people only worry about voting once it rolls up around. But that's something you have to kind of stay more involved in. Like times like this, when it comes to, you know, making certain laws that's going to protect our community, you have to pay attention to how these politicians, that's your senator or your house rep, how they're voting. You know what I mean? So many people look over that, and then once it comes around time for election, they just go based off whatever little commercial that they see where they're saying, oh, yeah, I'm down with the LGBT community. But meanwhile, they're voting against rights to protect us, you know, the years prior to it or leading up to it. So I think it's so important for people to know, you know what's going on, like, and I know some of the, you know, people in our community, they just blow off voting and stuff. They don't think it's important. But then when things like this happen, you don't have anybody to really hold responsible. Like, you don't have nobody to go to feel like to represent you. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to start doing the work as well. You know what I mean? And just be smart about it. Like, I feel as though nothing is impossible. It might seem hard, and it might seem like we have nobody on our side, but I always just look back in our history as far as, like, being black. Like, we've come such a long way, like, from, like, literally being shackled up to, like, having laws to say that, like, you can't, you, like, laws that flat out said you can't do shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? On paper, it seems like we could be able to do whatever we want nowadays, but we know that that's not the case. But if we can make it through as a people, like, that far, it's no reason that we can't bind together and think of something, you know, to make it better and, like, to create a way for, you know, our community. So it's just time for us just to, like, put our heads together, like, and just stop complaining or blaming one another or living in the past as far as us not supporting the Butch Queens or this or that or whatever, and just, like, steamrolling ahead. Like, and if we can't get a politician to do it or whatever, then that means we need to start pulling our money together.
You said it. I said, you know what? It's so crazy you said it, because that's really what this own, this whole thing within our community is. Is, well, where the girls feel like they don't, and I've been a part of it too, because at one point, you know, and it was something that I used to be upset about too. Where the girls feel like they don't identify with us or don't have to go through our struggles. Then the Butch Queens give away, you know what I'm saying? All of that is dumb at this point. It's just dumb at this point. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, like you said, it's just, okay, from this day forward, fuck all the bullshit. Like, and let's just move forward. So you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you said that, because that's really what it is. Everybody want to point at. If we continue to point at, we're still going to be stuck at ground zero and ain't going to get nowhere. And, like, you know what I mean? It's already bad enough when you are a minority and have to deal with, you know, stupid shit. And to be honest, when it comes to minority and being gay or straight, I don't feel like we're ever going to come anywhere out of that. So at least, you know what I'm saying, like you said, come up out of this pointing the finger and placing the blame back and forth on who did what or who did this or who did that, and just move forward. So I definitely agree with you on that.
But that's all I had to say, y'all.
Thank you, Neptune.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Neptune, press 1 and take your hand down. If any other callers that's on the phone line would like to talk on this topic that we're having, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. The phone lines are definitely open. We're definitely taking your calls and things of that nature. But you know what? This topic is just, it's a lot. It really is a lot to talk about this topic. But I want to change the topic up, because it's really becoming overwhelming, and it's making me really frustrated to just sit here and talk about this topic. Okay? Aladdin, did you hear anything about anything that happened over the weekend?
It was a ball in Detroit, or the Detroit Awards ball was in Detroit. They had a ball in New Orleans, and stuff. Shouts out to the newly found House of Gabbana for being the first New Orleans $1,000 house. It was a ball presented by the Icon Overall Founding Father, Andre Mizrahi. And I'm not good with his name or new names, but the founding father of Gabbana, the House of Gabbana. They threw a ball together, and the House of Gabbana won the house with the most points, which awarded them $1,000.
Okay, I know that's right. Hold on, we got a caller. 972-878. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly? This is Wayne. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, how you doing? Good. I'm lost of words. I don't even really know what to say at this point, because it's very, you know, to hear this kind of information is kind of, it's very hurtful, you know, and I just keep thinking about, is this what we've come to, you know what I'm saying, as people, as black people? You know, I mean, whether you gay, whether you straight, whether you are, you know, bi or transgender,
you know, it should never get to this point. You know what I'm saying? And I was reading the news about, you know, China and everything, and I'm just like, you know, how they don't have the information they need to have, you know, what happened. Nobody seems to know anything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, you know, I just don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because this is an individual. This is somebody's daughter. This is somebody that's, you know, loved by many people. You know what I mean? And for it to get to this point, you know, it's just, it's heartbreaking. You know what I mean? And, I mean, we just got to come, we got to do better. We got to do better as people, as black people. We've got to come together, whether you're gay, whether you're straight. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? This is an individual, you know, and we should be able to act, and we should be able to deal with things a lot better than what we do. You know what I mean? We have Trump in office, and whether you vote for him or not, I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Hillary, you know. But we should be able to, as people, we should still be able to come together, and we should put our differences to the side, and we should be able to work on things that happen in our communities a lot better than where they are now. You know what I mean? So I'm just a little moved by this situation, because what is it saying to our younger people? What is it saying about, you know, to our transgenders, to our ladies out there? What is it saying about gay people? What is it saying about, to everybody? You know, I mean, they're afraid. People are looking at this and saying, okay, well, is it going to be me? Am I going to be the next person? You know what I'm saying? And they shouldn't think like that. You know what I mean? So I'm just a little upset and just a little irritated with the situation, because it should never come to that. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to share that with you guys, and, you know, just, you know, let the family know that I'm, you know, she's definitely, the family's in my prayers, you know, so.
Definitely. Thank you for definitely calling in, sir.
Thank you, Kelly. And I appreciate you having the show, and you know, you're just touching everybody, so I'm just glad. I'm really proud of you. You know, I just want to call and let you know that I'm proud of you, and I'm glad that, you know, you've got a show that we all can kind of come together and talk about certain things to us well in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me put a lip on. I will help you feel a little bit. Neptune, there ain't no makeup I can put on, no lipstick I can put on, nothing that's going to make me feel any better about the situation. The only way I'm going to feel better about this situation is all of those motherfuckers that killed these 7 transgenders in the last 60-something days is in jail and get the death penalty. That's the only way I'm going to feel better about this, okay? I want them to be murdered the same way that they murdered these girls. I want these girls' family to be ever to motherfucking press the button and send these motherfuckers to death the way they sent these girls to death. That's the only way that I'm going to feel better about this situation. I'm in total rage over this situation. I talked about this topic because so many people came in my inbox and was like, Kelly, can you please do a live on this? Kelly, can you please talk about this? So I talked about this because this is what everybody wanted me to talk about. But this situation right now has me in so much fucking rage right now. It's fucking ridiculous. It's horrendous how much rage it has me in. And at any given time, the way I'm feeling right now, y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. I'm so glad I went and got my cigarettes and things and stuff that I needed already. Because baby, if I had to step outside my house and somebody said something to me outside the ordinary. But I know that wouldn't happen over here because everybody knows me. But just if a random person that wasn't from over here said something to me, how I'm enraged right now, baby, I'd probably be in jail for, I'm not even going to speak that into existence. But y'all know what I'm talking about.
Well, Kelly, I don't mean to leave you hanging, but I had a long day at work myself, and I was tired. Then we started talking about this, and I too got upset. And I'm joining.
Yeah, don't worry, Aladdin. I'm upset. I'm upset too, baby. And that's why, baby, you ain't even have Aladdin. You ain't even have to say. You ain't even have to say that, Aladdin. Because I was getting out of here in 4 minutes anyway. I was ending the show a half an hour early because I need to calm down, honey, so I don't get blocked on this live. And that's what I've been trying to do. But I just have so much rage right now towards these people that saying and doing the things that they doing. So we about to get up out of here. I want to thank everybody for definitely listening to the show. I want to thank everybody for definitely tuning in to the lives here tonight. Aladdin, thank you for definitely calling in. Everybody, please make sure you definitely do share this live because it needs to get out there. It needs to be prevalent, and it needs to stay in the forefront, okay? This situation does not need to be let slipped underneath the rug. It needs to stay in the forefront. And for all you straight people out there that watch this live, that is a part of our community and accept us, I want to thank you. But for all you ones that don't, you can kiss my big black entire ass. And all your DO and all your DO men that's out there that like to come over and hit the lily real good, and they come and kiss you in your mouth. I hope you enjoy every piece of whatever you're sucking on, honey. And I hope that you enjoy every girl that you taste on and that you will taste on because your man has came over and he sucked on that lily so hard and they came and kissed you in your fucking mouth. I hope y'all enjoy it because y'all just bitter and y'all just mad, okay? That's what it is, okay? Some of you ugly cisgender women that can't take us, and some of you ugly, under-desirable DO men, you're just mad because we look better than your girls, okay? And I'm always here for the shit, and I will always be here for the shit. So to the ones that hate us, we hate you just as much as you hate us. And we hope that you drop dead as much as you hope that we drop dead. But at the end of the day, we here. We're not going back in the closet. We're not going anyplace. We're going to stand here. We're going to stand tall, and we're going to stand proud. And either you're going to stand with us or you're going to stand against us. But we're not going a motherfucking place, bitch. Know that. Okay? This was another installment of the Jess Kelly Show, and this was another edition of the Clap Back Edition. I will always clap back every time a straight person that can't stand us, can't take us, and wish us ill will come for us, I will always clap back at you, okay? You respect us, we're going to respect you, okay? We stay in our lane, bitch. I'm going to tell y'all like I tell the girls, the girls know in jail, honey. The girls don't go after nothing that they know they can't have, baby, okay? We're going to stay in our lane, and y'all stay in y'all lane, okay? You cross over into my lane, bitch, you just might get bumped off the motherfucking road. I am the icon, Jess Kelly Mizrahi, and I love y'all all, honey. I'll be back up on live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for a great big announcement that I have about the BBB ball, okay? I can't wait to see y'all then tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Thank you, Aladdin, and thank you, everybody, for definitely listening to the show. Until next time, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. Good night. Okay, we out of here. Bye, Aladdin.
All right, bye.
You can try and take away my crown, but I will never let my kingdom down. When I put it on, it's on for real. Damn, I wear it so well. I know that they're coming for my throne, but I'm the one who got here on my own. When I put it on, it's on for real. Damn, I wear it so well.
We Three Kings Queen City Weekend Ball, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Bricks Ebony, and Marcus Escada. Saturday, July 15th, 2017, Charlotte, North Carolina. Admission $30 all night. Table $200 before.
June 3rd, $300 after. Fit for a king filled with your heart's desire. Grand prize number one, $1,033, legendary realistic twist. Grand prize number two, $1,033, whipped cream cake. Mini grand prize, legendary realness for the protege, $533 for the legend, $333 awarded to the protege. Hash categories include open to all runway, $533. Open to all foot, eye, bag, or belt, $533. Open to all best dress, $333. Open to all glitz and glam, $233. Butch Queen realist with a twist, $333 plus a pass for grand prize. The winners of All Way, New Way, His Way performance, drag performance, Femme Queen performance, and Butch Queen Vogue Femme will battle for $533. In addition, there will be a Royal Jackpot Lottery for Face, Sex Diary, and the Body category. For more information, please see the image page at We Three Kings. We Three Kings, Queen City Weekend Ball, hosted by legendary Cam Cam Prodigy, Godfather Brix Ebony, and Marcus Escada.
The city of Miami, Florida is bringing the ballroom to the jungle. T-Boy Mizrahi is icon overall, Father Alexis Lord. Presents the Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida. Also celebrating the 19th anniversary of the House of Lords, the Jungle Ball. MCs for the evening, Greg Lanvin and Tree Ebony. DJ QBNA. Admission $30 all night. Grand prize. Grand prize number one, $1,000 open to all runners. Grand prize number two, $1,000 open to all best guests. Mini grants include open to all performance, $500 cash, 6 trophies, 1 cash award. For the females in your face, $250. The promoters will add an extra $20 per girl who gets 10 that night. 3 trophies, 1 cash. T-Boy Mizrahi is icon overall, Father Alexis Lord. Present the Jungle Ball, July 22nd, 2017, Miami, Florida.
Famous. T.L. Escada presents Famous, My Birthday Celebration, March 4th, 2017, at the Clark Oak Cultural Center, 21 Charter Oak Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut. Start time, 7 p.m. DJ Delish Ebony. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $75. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. Grand prizes, Butch Queen Sex Diver, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $500. Female figure, Femme Queen Performance, 2 trophies, $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness, $250. Realness with a twist, $250. Come celebrate my birthday weekend with me. T.L. Escada presents Famous, My Birthday Celebration.